This EPN episode is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook and 14-day trial today by signing up at audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, the speech coach for champions. Join me weekly for the Speech Coaching Radio Show right here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
Welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. This is Eric Dye. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your go-to source for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful in business nor productive. Today we're with Andia Winslow, who is a pro golfer, certified fitness professional, and an elite athlete trainee with USA Track and Field, who was recently invited to join the USA Bobsled and Skeleton Federation training camp in Lake Placid, New York. As an ambassador for the Women's Sports Foundation, she is committed to work that encourages youth and adults to maintain healthy and active lifestyles. Andia Winslow, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Eric Dye, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you are very welcome. So, how did you first get involved in the fitness industry?
I kind of want to think it was something that was instilled in me from birth. As a professional, though, I started my fitness company, 365 Fit, in response to all these inquiries I had as to how I stayed in shape as an athlete, how I trained. I'm a certified fitness professional, but much of my professional influence has come from, I think, my coaches, trainers in my past, and members of my family who are military men and professional athletes. So I've been considering all this comprehensive knowledge. I created a fitness system to encourage folks from all walks of life to really respond to and attend to their health and wellness 365 days per year.
So what important advice would you give to other athlete entrepreneurs, and what's the best piece of advice you've received along the way from another athlete with regard to building your business?
Actually, I would say that the best advice I got was from Shaq, and he told me about maybe 4 years ago, he told me that there was no one way to navigate the business world, but as long as you stay true to who you were, true to your interests, and you resist the urge to become a gimmick, then the success you have will be authentic and it will be sustainable over time and something that I can be proud of. And I think that was pretty cool advice, pretty big advice coming from those shoes, but it was exciting. If I had to give advice to other athletes, I would say that you are your own business. Actually, you are your own businesses, plural. And I always give the example of the rapper Jay-Z when he says, "I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman," because your industry is an athlete. You're an entertainer, you're a sportsman, you're a philanthropist, you're a civic leader. And this being said, it's imperative to assemble a winning team that helps manage all the facets of your business. So I would say another piece of that advice would be to be able to balance time between your own professional training needs and those of your clientele and your team. Properly assembled can help you do that.
Now, you've received quite a bit of online attention from your fitness videos, often from unlikely sources. What do you attribute to this?
Yes, it's been pretty excited. I think that my videos are fun, they're relevant, they're aspirational, they're accessible, they're resourceful. I use sound objects, and then I combine innovative uses of technology, and I'm also collaborative. So recently, my YouTube fitness channel, AW365, was featured on Mashable.com and SteveGarfield.com. So for those of you who don't know, Mashable is the world's top news source for digital media, for technology, and for web culture. And Steve Garfield is a best-selling author, and he's known in the technical circles as really the father of the vlog or the video log. And you'll notice that these are both technology-based outlets, but I think I'm relevant to them because I'm using social media to my advantage to do strategic branding and image building and engaging audiences in really unique ways, and it's a lot of fun. So from that exposure online, all these offline opportunities have abounded, and then it's really just exciting to see how I've gone from someone making simple fitness videos in my backyard to actually being featured internationally online. It's really been an exciting ride.
And you've really got it going on for sure. Today, coming to us from Phoenix, Arizona, we are with pro golfer, certified fitness professional, and an elite athlete trainee with USA Track and Field, Andia Winslow, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. You can listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. One of the books that is available for listening is one that has impacted me personally and is highly recommended by many of my peers, is The Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and that is available at Audible.com. And you can get a free audiobook and 14-day trial today by signing up at audiblepodcast.com/EPN. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/EPN. Andia, speaking of the web, what are your thoughts about the growing online fitness presence in the form of virtual trainers, apps, and the like? And can people really get in shape by being online?
That's a good question. I think we all know that social media networks, they're becoming more than just advertising platforms for commercial engagement. So in the fitness and health wellness industries, I think communities of enthusiasts are coming together to affect change. They're advising each other, influencing each other, motivating one another, sharing content, galvanizing troops, and really inspiring each other. So people really are getting online and getting fit by being online. It's counterintuitive, but the reasons why are because of cost. There's low nominal cost. Support, you can really join support networks that are accountable to you, and you can do it in a non-judgmental way. And then there's the moving image factor, which could be considered podcasting too. It's kind of like a playback and sharing tool that you don't really have in a gym. You can share with people from different parts of the world, and it's really about collaboration. And that's why being online in the fitness world is actually so exciting. It's a growing well for the fitness industry.
Very interesting. Do you have any new projects on that you're working on right now?
Yes. I do, actually. You know, as always, there's a new fitness video in the works. I kind of think of my videos on my YouTube channel as a mixtape, a music mixtape. So I'm just giving everyone a taste before the grand release. And hopefully in 2012, I'll have my fitness DVD prepared and ready for delivery to your homes. I'm also collaborating with a very well-known personal personality for a fitness book. And I really, my goal is to have it be a bestseller. We'll see.
Well, hey, dream big. Go for it.
All right. And I'm also in talks right now, preliminary talks anyway, with an athletic apparel designer about designing my own line in the future. And probably the most proud thing I'm doing is working with my family to create the Winslow Family Foundation, which is a nonprofit that will focus on community building, specifically healthcare, education, and sports equity.
So, Andia, where is the best place that our listeners could be in contact with you online?
They can always visit my personal website, which is andiawinslow.com. They can find me on Twitter, @AndiaWinslow is my handle. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/AndiaNRWinslow. And I've got a blog, too. So if you go to my website, you can connect to all those social media channels, and I'd love to be in touch.
Beautiful. And in conclusion, what could you leave with our listeners in form of a parting tip?
I would like to talk to athletes directly or anyone who's got a very busy and hectic life as an entrepreneur, and that is that you can often transition from being an athlete to being an elite entrepreneur because the skill sets implicit in being an athlete are leadership, discipline, visualization, steadfastness, sacrifice, teamwork, and visibility. You've got a great platform. So as an athlete, in order to be successful, you really have to take ownership of your image, your brand, and your legacy, and that's how it's done.
Very well said. Andia, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, and looking forward to having you back again in the future.
Thank you, Eric. It's a good time, as always.
Thank you. And that was pro golfer, certified fitness professional, and an elite athlete trainee with USA Track and Field, Andia Winslow. And you can connect with her straight right on her website at andiawinslow.com. This is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook and 14-day trial today, sign up at audiblepodcast.com/EPN. Also, don't forget to connect with us on Facebook under Entrepreneur Podcast Network. We thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
This is the ePodcast Network.